Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Now, today we're going to be talking about a very classic tale. It's called Call of the Wild. It's by an author by the name of Jack London. And the place where the story is happening, the setting, it's a very, very cold place. Now, I'm from Canada. We know cold where I'm from. We're used to it. I'm not used to it anymore because I've lived here for so long. Now I really don't like the cold. But what about you, Brian? Do you like cold weather or hot weather? Or what do you prefer?
I don't mind cold weather, but I think after a while that snow starts to kind of get on my nerves.
Yeah, snow can get old. For those of you who have never experienced it before, it might seem like something, you know, magical
and really
something
fun.
Of a fairy tale. And it can be fun. But we're going to see in this story, as we discuss it today and over the next 3 days, actually, how bad freezing weather can actually get. The elements, the weather, actually plays a big role in the tale, and also nature, of course, and a very special dog, too, as well. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then we will be back to discuss it.
Reading. The Call of the Wild. Buck is a strong dog, half sheepdog and half Saint Bernard, who lives on a farm in California. He leads a nice life there, but one day everything changes. The farm's gardener steals Buck and sells him to dog traders. Buck is beaten to obey the trader's commands, along with many other dogs. Then they are sold to two Canadian mail carriers as sled dogs. The two men put Buck on a boat and they leave for Canada. When Buck arrives in the frigid land, he finds that it is an unforgiving place. As soon as the dogs get off the boat, one of them is attacked and killed by a group of huskies. Buck sees this and swears to himself that he won't die without a fight. Buck slowly regains his wild instincts in Canada. He roams for food, learns to fight, and burrows himself into the snow at night. Of all the dogs on the team, Buck dislikes only one. The team leader, Spitz.
Buck is our main character in today's story, and he has an incredible time as his life changes from one of peace to hard work. The story begins, Buck is a strong dog, half sheepdog and half Saint Bernard, who lives on a farm in California. He leads a nice life there, but one day, everything changes. The farm's gardener steals Buck and sells him to dog traders. Say, Joe, what are traders?
Traders are simply people that are like business people. But they will trade things. They will give something, a product, to someone else in exchange for either money or in exchange for another product. So in this case, we're talking about dog traders. So their business is dogs. They will get dogs and then either sell them to other people. And the people will then put those dogs to work. The dogs will have to do some very difficult things for their owners. So that's what a trader is. All right, let's move on with the article. What's next, Brian?
Well, like you said, Buck has been sold. So this is definitely not a good start for him.
No, sir.
The story continues. Buck is beaten to obey the trader's commands along with many other dogs. Obey, O-B-E-Y, obey, is a verb that means you do what someone tells you to do. So Buck has to follow everything that the traders say, or he'll be beaten.
That's right. So this is a very tough break for Buck. He used to live this very easy life. Now he's getting beaten, and he has to obey everything his new owners tell him to do. Well, the story goes on to say, then they are sold to two Canadian mail carriers as sled dogs. Now, a mail carrier, it's like a mailman or a mailwoman, somebody who takes packages, letters, or things like that, and brings them from place to place. Now, of course, today, I think mail carriers, they have maybe less work because people use email so much.
Yeah, these days, mail carriers have a lot less to do.
But in those days, mail carriers were incredibly important for communication, and they had to often travel very long distances, especially in Canada, where all the towns are often quite far apart from each other. And so this is Buck's new job, I guess. He's going to go along with these mail carriers. He's gone from California, where it's, you know, sunny, it's warm, it's nice, and then he goes way up north to Canada, where it's cold, snowy for most of the year. So I bet you Buck is not a happy puppy.
No, he is not enjoying it. The traders sold Buck and some of the other dogs to mail carriers from Canada to pull sleds.
Yeah, sleds.
What is a sled?
Well, sled, that's something I'm very familiar with because we use them in Canada every winter. A sled is something very simple. It's made out of wood, and it's flat on the bottom, and we use them to go down hills. And we will go to someplace very high on top of a hill, get on this thing, almost like a little vehicle, and we will just slide down the hill on it. Or you can have an animal, such as a dog, if it's a very big breed of dog, or even horses sometimes. They will pull a sled. We also call it a sleigh sometimes. They will pull it across the snow, and you can transport things. You can transport people on them or transport products, things that people need on a sled, too.
Kind of like Santa Claus.
Exactly. Santa Claus in his sleigh, so you can remember it that way.
I see. The story says, the two men put Buck on a boat, and they leave for Canada. When Buck arrives in the frigid land, he finds that it is an unforgiving place. We heard two difficult words in that sentence now. Joe, you're Canadian. What does it mean if something is frigid?
Okay, frigid. That's something I'm also very, very familiar with because I come from a frigid place. Frigid means very, very cold, incredibly cold. Now, where I come from, it's common to get down to minus 40 degrees Celsius. That is what we call frigid, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here, frigid, you might consider frigid plus 10. It gets down to plus 10, so cold, so frigid. But yeah, frigid means it's absolutely freezing. So Buck is in a very cold place. What about unforgiving? What does that mean?
Okay, well, unforgiving is an adjective that means someone doesn't forgive us or a place is difficult to live in. So when Buck arrives in this place, he finds that it is very difficult for him to survive there.
That's right. It's not easy because it's so cold and it's difficult to survive. So like places that are very, very cold or very, very hot, or there's no civilization there, there's no towns, there's no cities, you might describe them as being unforgiving places to live. You can describe people as being unforgiving too if they will just not forgive you for something that you have done wrong. All right, let's get back into the story now, which continues, and it says, as soon as the dogs get off the boat, one of them is attacked and killed by a group of huskies. Huskies is like a breed of dog that were famous for being able to live in the harsh or unforgiving climate, especially up in the north, and famous for pulling sleds, too. Buck sees this and swears to himself that he won't die without a fight. Now, this is an interesting term here. Buck sees this and he swears.
Does he say a bad word?
He doesn't say a bad word. That's, sometimes we say people swear. It means they say those bad words. I'm not going to say any right now, so sorry about that. I can't teach you those words. But that means to swear, but swear has another meaning, too. Swear means that you promise something. You can swear to yourself. It just means you make a promise to yourself. I will do this or I will not do that. Or you can swear to somebody else. I promise you, or I swear, that I will not be late for dinner. Mm-hmm. It's making a very, very serious promise. Mm. Not saying bad words.
Gotcha. The story continues. Buck slowly regains his wild instincts in Canada. He roams for food, learns to fight, and burrows himself into the snow at night. Okay, so there were three tough words in there. Let's look at regain. R-E-G-A-I-N, regain, which is a verb that means we get something back. In this case, Buck gets his wild instincts back. Joe, what does it mean to roam?
To roam just means you're going around an area, but you don't have a destination in mind. You're not saying, well, I'm going from Taipei to Taichung. You're just saying, well, I'm going to go out into the countryside. I'm going to travel around, walk around, mm-hmm. and just go wherever I want, basically. So that's what Buck is doing. He's roaming around, not going to any place in particular, but he's surviving, and he's picking up all these different skills. He already knows to burrow into the snow mm-hmm. at night. That's mm-hmm. actually a survival technique mm-hmm. people use. If you get caught out somewhere and it's very cold, you might think you want to avoid the snow because it's cold, but mm-hmm. you can actually burrow into it, which means to dig into the snow. Mm-hmm. Actually, let's get into that now. What does burrow mean, Brian?
Well, it's a verb, mm-hmm. and like you said, it means to dig into a hole or into the ground and survive somehow. So in this case, Buck finds that if he digs through the snow down to the ground, it's actually a little bit warmer there.
That's right. The snow, the surrounding snow can actually keep mm-hmm. you warm, even though the snow itself is cold. So that's mm-hmm. a survival technique, and he learned that because of his survival instincts. Your instincts mm-hmm. are skills that you are actually basically born with. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about doing them. It's like something you know. And animals have these. They have instincts. They're born knowing these things, and he is basically kind of becoming like a wild dog. He's learning how to survive in the wilderness. Now, the article goes on to say, of all the dogs on the team, Buck dislikes only one, the team leader Spitz. So he dislikes Spitz. Dislike means that you don't like somebody or you don't like something. Like if there's a particular type of food you don't like. For example, let's say, something crazy. You don't like pizza. You could say, I dislike pizza.
Don't like pizza.
I would never say that. I love pizza. I like pizza. But if you don't mm-hmm. like something, you could say, I dislike it. He dislikes Spitz. He doesn't mm-hmm. like the team leader. That is the dog who's actually in the front of the team, leading the entire team. All right, well, what's next?
Well, so far, we've seen that Buck's life has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. He went from sunny California to the cold of Canada. He's freezing all the time. He doesn't have enough to eat. He has no bed, and he can't stand his team's leader.
Yeah, this sounds like a really, really bad situation. This sounds terrible. I mean, he started off in California. Life was good. Life was easy. He could do whatever he wanted, and then things just went terribly for him. He got sold. He got sent up to a really cold place. He doesn't like the dogs. Well, he doesn't like this one dog, but it's the lead dog, the leader mm-hmm. of the team. So he has to kind of, you know, get along with the dog, has to try to do that. He has to learn how to survive as well. So he's got all these challenges in front of him, and it seems like he's doing all right so far. But what is going to happen to him as our story progresses? Well, we're going to have to wait to find out exactly what happens to our courageous dog, Buck, because right now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, do you enjoy being outdoors, and why or why not?
I love being outdoors. I guess it's because I started being outdoors with my family from the time that I was very, very young. We used to mm-hmm. take family camping trips. We mm-hmm. used to go to places like the mountains or just go to a forest or something nearby, a mm-hmm. national park. because where we lived was surrounded by nature. I lived in a small town, and all around the town was forests, national parks, things like that. So my parents would take me outdoors. We would go hiking. We would go swimming in streams and lakes. We would go fishing. We didn't really go hunting, but yeah, we would go fishing and do stuff like that. A lot of outdoors stuff. So because I grew up that way, I love being outdoors. And now that I live in Taiwan, there's so many places, even around Taipei City where I live, where I can go to the outdoors. There's hiking trails that are even just right beside the city. So I love that because I do love the outdoors. Now, what about you, Brian? Do you like the outdoors?
I love the outdoors. I don't just like it. I didn't grow up anywhere that was that nice, at least when I was young. But later on, I did move to some nice places where we could go hiking, do stuff like that often. And like you said, now here in Taiwan, I think it's even easier than before. You know, when I lived in the U.S., maybe we'd have to drive for a while to get to somewhere.
For a long time, sometimes.
But here, I can just get on the MRT and then walk, and before you know it, I'm on some mountain or, you know, going to some stream. I can easily get on a train and go somewhere nice outdoors.
That's right. It's very, very easy and convenient to get to the outdoors if you live in Taiwan. So you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. Do you enjoy being outdoors? We hope you do. And we're going to be discussing a lot more about the outdoors over the next couple of days on English for You as we go through more of the story Call of the Wild by Jack London. So please do join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Sentence for You.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.I'll be there. 哇、so romantic. 刚刚唱的呢是男子团体 All for One 的90年代金曲 I Swear。华语歌手呢这个天后林忆莲呢也有翻唱过、哦。那歌词里面呢刚刚我唱到的 I Swear by the moon and the stars in the sky。意思呢就是我对着天上的月亮和星星来发誓哦。I'll be there, 我会在你身边。如果你情人对着你这样说是不是很感人呢歌名呢 ,swear 就是发誓的意思。除了刚刚歌词提到的 swear by 对着什么发誓之外呢你也可以把 swear 呢用来当作你要发誓成为什么、哦、例如说呢 Katie swears to become the most popular singer in the world Katie 呢发誓她要成为世界上最受欢迎的歌手 OK 但要注意咯 swear 除了这边用的发誓的意思之外呢它有咒骂的意思哦例如 the football player swears at the referee可不要以为这个足球员在对着裁判发誓哦这边呢是足球员在咒骂裁判的意思哦这边通常呢可能是脏话咯如果呢是对着谁发誓呢你可以说 swear to 谁像是呢乐团这个 Train 呢他有一首歌叫做 Drive By 里面唱了 Oh I swear to you I'll be there for you 我对你发誓呢我会在你身边所以下次呢要对你的情人发誓不要用错啦 That's the sentence for you today I'll see you next time Bye bye
The Call of the Wild. Buck is a strong dog, half sheepdog and half Saint Bernard, who lives on a farm in California. He leads a nice life there, but one day everything changes. The farm's gardener steals Buck and sells him to dog traders. Buck is beaten to obey the trader's commands.Along with many other dogs. Then they are sold to two Canadian mail carriers as sled dogs. The two men put Buck on a boat and they leave for Canada. When Buck arrives in the frigid land, he finds that it is an unforgiving place. As soon as the dogs get off the boat,One of them is attacked and killed by a group of huskies. Buck sees this and swears to himself that he won't die without a fight. Buck slowly regains his wild instincts in Canada. He roams for food, learns to fight, and burrows himself into the snow at night. Of all the dogs on the team,Buck dislikes only one, the team leader, Spitz.
Vocabulary Review.
Trader. Coffee traders buy and sell coffee beans for profit. Obey. Dogs should be trained to obey the commands of their owners. Carrier. Mail carriers often use cars or motorcycles to get around town faster. Swear. The boy swore to his mother that he would never steal money again. Dislike. Although Hillary enjoys most fruit, she really dislikes bananas.